So do you feel like this discrimination that's happened in your life because you immigrated over here, do you feel like it's made you a stronger person?
I think so. I mean, I think I'm very proud of my immigrant experiences because I have perspective that a person who's only lived here won't have. You know, I think to be able to speak two languages is amazing. You know, to be able to understand completely another way of thinking and another way of looking at things. I think that I'm much more flexible, more cognitively complex individual. You know, I don't easily judge whether something is right or wrong, and I'm much more open to different perspectives, and I think that is because of my immigrant experience. I mean, you can travel to other countries, but until you've lived a certain life, you don't understand what that is. And so I am much more appreciative of differences, so to speak. My children probably don't have quite that, but in a way they also have that because they're very close to my family, for example. You know, they may not completely understand, they're much more American than they are Filipino, although they identify themselves much more Filipino than American. But they also have a little bit of the perspective, and they're much more, you know, they're not so judgmental, you know, and they have a much more open way of thinking, which I think really is a great benefit.
Mm.
You know, unfortunately, I didn't teach them how to speak Filipino. So, will they be as resilient? In some ways, they will be much more, because I think they have gone through more discriminatory experiences than I have. I'm sure I don't know half of it, because part of it, they protect me from it, because they're afraid that I'm going to worry, you know, about them and stuff. And because they have a much more fragile sense of self when they were going through it. I'm sure even to this day they go through it.
Absolutely.
I go through it to this day, you know, whenever I speak, somebody's probably saying, oh, you know, why can't she? You know, like over here, if you speak with a French accent, it's cool, right?
Yeah.
It's really great. Or if you speak with a, but if you speak with a Spanish accent, if you speak with an Asian accent, you know, it's not seen as very cool. Or very good.
You talk about that as well.
Yeah. No, accent discrimination is very, very dominant, I think, for immigrants, people. Yeah, or for those who are non-native speakers. But the other flip side of that is, you know, they can speak another language, and I think languages are windows to a different world. You speak Spanish? Chinese? Yeah. I mean, there are words in Chinese that are not comparable to English, and so the fact that you know that word, you know that reality.
Yeah.
You know, I don't speak of, you know, my vocabulary has sort of gone down in terms of my ability to speak Filipino, but there are some feelings that I can express, and then there are certain cultural nuances that, you know, I understand because I speak the language. So when you look at the flip side, I mean, they're being critical, but yet today speak another language. Not really.
Sure.
You know. So, but I think that there's a very strong discrimination when it comes. And somebody told me about that. Because you speak a certain language and you speak with a certain accent, no matter how intelligent you may be, or no matter how profound may be what you're saying, people stop to listen. Because they stopped listening to you when they heard you speak with a slightly different accent. And they equate that with not being bright, not being intelligent, not being educated, etc., which is unfortunate. And that's probably why some individuals who are mostly immigrants, mostly immigrants who come with a different language don't get the job, you know, that they're eligible for, because there's already those perceptions, assumptions, you know, judgments, you know, based just on the language.